Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Definitely feel like people on the Brett Mega Show have been feeling it at the end of the year. We've been all like fighting sicknesses and things that have been crappy happening to us. AB was off yesterday because she had like a migraine. How you feeling today?
Definitely better than yesterday, but not 100%.
I get migraines more than I should. And my wife thinks I should go get like checked out because I get them so often. And so probably like maybe 5-6 times a year. And they could be like paralyzing. Like
yes.
You everything is spinning. It feels like your head is getting squished. Mm-hmm. And then the day after, I feel like it almost feels like a hangover. Like you feel like you're not 100%. You know that like icky, like soreness your body feels when you're hungover? Mm-hmm. That's how I feel post-migraine. Yeah. Is that how you feel too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always say like, it almost feels like a really bad hangover. Like you just went through a really fun party night, but you didn't have any fun the day before. Yeah,
I must have never had one because the way you guys are describing it, that's terrible.
Yeah, I have to like go into like I usually end up throwing up because the dizziness is so bad and I don't like being dizzy. Not good, probably to throw up with a migraine. And then I have to go into like the darkest room and just pray.
Yep,
because it hurts so bad. So I feel you. Yeah, they definitely suck. And then we'll talk more about it later in the show, but I was leaving work yesterday and my car got broken into.
Oh my God, it's just terrible.
I was like, dang.
Terrible.
When it rains, it pours, huh?
Yeah, right.
I didn't even know what to say. I was just like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I was like, damn. So how was your guys' day yesterday?
I mean,
AB and I have covered. So yeah. How was your day?
I mean, mine was fine.
Yeah?
No major explosions or migraines or robberies, but I mean, yeah, just run of the mill.
All right. Right. How was your day,
Kevin? Mine was actually pretty uneventful. I helped kids with homework, and we got that Hearing Our Way book that I talked about yesterday.
Oh, did you get the book?
Actually came in the mail yesterday. It's really, really cool to see my daughter's artwork highlighted with a bunch of other kids who wear cochlear implants. It's on one of the pages. And then there's another kid who's one of the teachers, Kennedy's teacher, Dory. Her son's featured. His engagement is featured in that book. It's really cool.
If you missed that story yesterday, Kevin's daughter had drawn some artwork back when she was in the 8th grade of cochlear implants with a heart. And that magazine now created a book, and they've included it in the book that got published and you guys bought it. So that's so cool to have like your daughter's book in your house.
And we already got it like that. So, you know,
that's awesome.
I'm not worried about late shipping on that at least.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So today's good news story actually reminds me of my son Jackson, because Jackson plays the saxophone. And so does Wayne Hoey. Wayne Hoey was on a delayed flight stuck in Atlanta when he pulled out his saxophone to keep people entertained by playing Jingle Bells.
It's a risky move because, you know, like people all stressed out and all that kind of stuff. And so they're like, oh, I don't really want to deal with anything. And then all of a sudden they just hear this man like serenade them. They're like, so calm.
And you can hear him singing along. And that's awesome. Wayne is a retired music teacher who still substitutes from time to time. And he is known for telling students, always bring your sax because you never know when you may need it to entertain or delight a crowd.
It really goes to show you that, like, no matter how stressed you are, because nobody likes being delayed, a Christmas song at the right time cures all.
It really does.
The good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
Poll today on the Brett Maga Show. You know, I do a lot of walking around, still doing the after dinner walk every single day after we finish dinner and my wife's cleaning up. I take the kids on a little walk. And I notice, you know, there's two different types of people out there. There's a colored light people and then there's white light people.
Ooh, I'm really, really firm on this. Won't ever change my mind. I'm a white light person.
Really?
And not even white lights, like specifically yellow lights. Like I don't like LED lights. I like yellow lights.
Yellow lights.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you do the decoration, Kevin, you do the net lighting.
Yeah,
right?
I do the net lighting, and that is colored lighting.
Ooh, okay.
I'm this guy. I like white lights on the Christmas tree.
All right.
I like colored lights outdoors.
Ooh, you like to mix it up, man. All right.
I feel like the colored lights are such a dad thing because my dad used to love like the blue and purple ones. And I was like, what are you doing? We got to do the gold. And so we always do like just gold everywhere.
Yep. Yeah. I feel like the white lights look elegant. Like it does look like classy and stuff like that. And the color lights do look fun because my son was always pointing out he likes the colors. And I do think it's like almost like, I think it's not less of even like a, it's like a kid thing. Like when you're a little kid, the colors are cool. They're fun. Mm-hmm. But I do think there's like a classy elegance to the white lights. And so I'm going to choose color lights probably because I'm not classy or elegant or anything.
Makes sense.
Child at heart.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Tara, are you ready to beat Hannah at Hannah's homeschool?
Oh, I hope.
Tara, you got to have that swagger about you. Say, I'm going to kick her booty.
I'm going to kick her booty.
I love it. All right.
We'll see.
Hannah versus Tara. Pop culture showdown. I'm going to ask Hannah to leave the room, and I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you guys the same questions. So when Hannah leaves the room, she cannot hear the answers, okay?
Okay.
All right. Time released their Person of the Year shortlist. Name one of the people on the shortlist for Time's Person of the Year in 2024.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Name one of the TV shows nominated for Best Drama or Best Comedy for the Golden Globes.
I don't know.
Can you just name a favorite TV show of yours?
Based on a True Story.
Okay. This major league player just signed a record $750 million contract.
Oh, I don't watch sports.
I'll let you phone a friend for that one. Do you know it, Kevin?
I don't. I know it's the guy from the Yankees. He's going to the Mets. Doggone it. And his name escapes me. So
Juan Soto.
There we go.
All right. We'll count it because Kevin described him
right,
well.
Right, yeah. I heard it's not really a good deal. It's way too expensive. He's going to be way too old.
Yes, it is a long contract.
So anyway.
Taylor Swift just ended a 3-year-long tour. What is the name of Taylor Swift's tour?
Or the Eras
tour. That's correct. All right. And in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation where they leave Kevin behind?
One of them would be New York.
All right, we'll take it. That's New York, too. They ends up in New York. Okay, we're going to give you a 3 out of 5, Tara. We were Team Tara 3 out of 5 on that one, but that's okay. We'll bring Hannah in and see how she does, all right?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Tara just got done answering 5 pop culture questions, and now we're going to see how Hannah does. Hannah was outside the room, so she couldn't hear the answers. And we were definitely Team Tara. She got 3 out of 5, okay?
Okay.
We helped her a lot, and we're not going to help you at all, just so you know.
Thank you.
Because Tara, we're your biggest fans, just so you know. We have we have Team Tara shirts, Kevin and I, actually. Mm. We just don't like to wear them in front of Hannah because then it just gets awkward.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's beef.
Name one of the people on the short list for Time Person of the Year.
Elon Musk. And he's my guy I'm banking on.
To win it?
Really?
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Name one of the TV shows nominated for Best Drama or Best Comedy for the Golden Globes. Just one of the TV shows.
The Bear.
The Bear is correct for Best Comedy. This Major League Baseball player just signed a record $750 million contract.
Baseball?
Yep. Kevin was able to describe him with remarkable accuracy.
Right, yes, but I couldn't remember his name.
And yes, I said Kevin, not Tara, because they were playing together, just so you know.
I'm trying to think of literally one baseball player's name. Matt Carpenter.
Old baseball player, ex-baseball player. No, you're surprised with this, but no, that is not correct. It's Juan Soto.
The hell?
Yep. I know you were locked in.
Yeah, Taylor big baseball girl.
Taylor Swift just ended her 3-year-long tour. What is the name of her tour?
The Eras Tour.
And in Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation where they leave Kevin behind?
New York.
They're not going to New York, but we gave it for Tara, so we won't give it for you.
What?
They're going to Paris.
They're going to Paris.
Yeah.
Kevin's in New York.
Yes, and I don't even think they're going to New York in Home Alone 2. Yeah. He just goes to New York.
Oh, so. Yeah, because you're right, because he's lost in New York
well,
in Home Alone 2.
Well, he is a part of the family. He is a McAllister, so.
Yeah.
I think that counts.
a rough 4 out of 5 for Hannah as well.
All right, I'll take it.
So that's good enough to beat Tara, though. Dang. Yeah. Tara, you got to say this is Tara and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Tara and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories, the stories that are going viral. I'll read a headline. Hannah either tells me keep it moving, or she'll say tell me more, give me more details, and we'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and we'll run through as many headlines or scroll through this trending area right now, like on the internet. Like the perfect length of a phone call, Hannah.
How long?
8 minutes.
Really?
This is according to Harvard research. They said an 8-minute phone call solves 2 problems in the world right now. First, most of us think that sometime in the future we'll have some spare time to catch up with old friends, and you just don't. So you never catch up with old friends. And they say most conversations end up going too long anyways. So 8 minutes gives you enough time to catch up between an old friend and keep you connected to friends. 8 minutes is the perfect amount of time.
A little longer than I thought it'd be. Really? That is so short to me.
I know. I feel
if
like
I'm catching up with a friend, it's at least an hour.
I think it's 15 minutes. That's what I thought the number would be. Like 15 minutes, like 7-8 minutes of each of us. Like,
I'm
this is going out of my life.
Over 8-minute long voice memos.
You can't, you don't have time for that. You never have time to catch up. An hour. Who has an hour in the world anymore?
I don't know.
The power of music.
Yeah, definitely powerful.
Do you want to hear more details?
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite song really does make you feel better. Listening to music has been proven to help your dopamine, help in your brain. It heightens the pleasure you get from sensual experiences, from food to even sex. The key to the release of music gives you chills. They say the music is the key to all of you feeling all of the feels.
That's your sign to stay listening to radio, people.
A rock, paper, scissors hack so you can always have a better chance of winning.
What?
So there's a trick. So apparently, guys, there really is a foundation for everything. There's like a rock, paper, scissors society, and they said scissors are thrown the least often, 30% of the time. So by throwing paper, you give yourself the best chance of winning. Rock is actually the thing that's thrown the most, too, as well. So throwing paper is your least likely to lose because people don't throw a lot of scissors, and you're more likely to win because paper covers rock. So throw paper.
Really?
Throw paper. I'm always a rock thrower.
See? And that's the most commonly thrown one. There you go. Who's better at putting IKEA furniture together?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nobody.
Nobody's gonna ask AB. She just moved into her apartment. How's the furniture going?
Awful.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. In the 1980s, there were about 100 of these that existed. Now in America, there's over 8,000.
This is really, really hard. I feel like the past 2 days you've been stumping me real bad.
You feel like it's a hard one? I feel like, just think about America. What do we love?
I'm going to say like chain coffee shops.
Chain coffee shops.
Ooh, I was on that same thing. One specific. I think it's Starbucks.
Wow. All right. You want Starbucks?
Okay.
I'm not sure when Starbucks came around.
Not going to go that route. I'm going to say billionaires.
Billionaires? Ooh. All right. No one's close, guys. Okay. I guess Starbucks would be kind of close. In the 1980s, there were 100 of these. Now in America, there's 8,000 of these. That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
You get the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day, which stumped everyone here in the room. In the 1980s, there's about 100 of these. Now in America, there's 8,000.
People are all over the board on this. Danny Boy said bald eagles. Teacher Suzanne said outlet malls. Say Lynn says McDonald's. Teacher Jen texted
McDonald's?
In.
There's a million of those.
There's probably a million. Yeah. I wonder how many McDonald's are in America right now.
Teacher Jen texted in and said TV series like Yellowstone.
Oh.
The musician fam says
that's pretty funny.
Chick-fil-A. Taylor says microbreweries.
Technically, yeah, that's correct. It's breweries. In the 80s, there was only 100 breweries that existed. Now in America, there's 8,000 different breweries.
I believe that.
Isn't that crazy? America, we love the beer.
Mm-hmm. Mega Minds.
Anyone listening that ever has had their car stolen, ever had their car broken into, 314-531-9898. I came out of work yesterday and glass was just shattered everywhere. The back driver's side window was broken. And then my car, I'm like, what happened? What did I say in the air today to piss somebody off?
Right.
That literally was the first thing I thought. I was like, man, did I say
seriously?
What did I say today that pissed somebody off that bad? And I'm like, oh, and something because I looked, well, it's kind of because I looked in the back seat and both of my kids' car seats are in the back seat and car seats are expensive. So when I saw that they had broken the back window, the back driver's side window, I thought, oh, they probably went to go steal my kids' car seats and throw them in something and whatever was in my, else was in my car and then ran off with it. And I'm like, my car seats are still here. So they're like, they hate me. They're after me. And then I opened up, like glass just falling everywhere to the ground. I opened up my car. And I see like all of the wires are out and they're like right underneath the console area. The ignition is like torn up, ripped up. And like someone was trying to hotwire it and using whatever tools you use to hotwire a car. And the idiot failed at it, I guess, because they just bailed on it and left it. They just destroyed it and obviously couldn't get it to start. And
which has got to be a little bit of a relief. I mean, right, in some way.
I mean, I feel like I got violated and someone like fondled me and then left me.
Yeah.
Because it does feel so feels so violating. Like someone like steals your car or goes through your stuff. I'm not sure if other people feel this way, if this has ever happened to you, like where you got a car stolen or you walked in, your car was broken into. 314-531-9898. Am I the only one?
I feel like that's definitely terrifying. And I didn't realize that like messes up your car. Like it's not just the outside that's messed up now. It's like the ignition and all that stuff is messed up
too. Yeah, you said they may have to total your car out.
I mean, yeah, like they like don't know what's like. I was able to start it somehow because I didn't think I was gonna be able to start it because there was just wires everywhere.
Right.
Like where you put your key in was like dangling, like a eyeball dangling from like out of its socket. It was just dangling. I was like, ah. And someone at work actually was like, you should just try to start it to see if it'll start. And I was like, all right. And everyone's like, bet it doesn't. And then it fired up. And so I was like, well, I'll drive it home right away. And then I was able to fire it up again. I got it to like a body shop and they're going to take a look at it and see if they can fix it or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we don't know what's wrong with it. We don't know what they did to it. If they just failed and then we'll replace this stuff. Or if it's like they screwed it up by being so bad at hot wiring. Because clearly they suck at it.
Right.
I feel like it's the fact that it happened at work that makes it 10 times worse. Because if you were in some like random, like sketchy parking lot, that's one thing. But like you were at work and you thought you were safe.
Yeah.
And, like nothing would happen. That's not any time you would expect that to happen.
We pay for like a parking garage here. It's supposed to be like all locked up and there's gates and there's
it's not.
All that. But apparently not. Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, and I wasn't at work for a long time yesterday. It was one of those rare days where you get in at like 6 o'clock for the show, and I was leaving right at 10. So apparently they did it like 8 o'clock in the morning. Who steals a cart?
Right.
Like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And how rude that they weren't listening to the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else were they doing with their lives?
And it's where they didn't take anything. When I was dating my wife,
That's true. There was nothing else. I had cash in there because the reason I was leaving right away was my wife had, we get a lot of our kids' gifts on Facebook Market. And so my wife's like, oh, I found something for our kids for Christmas. Can you stop at this person's house on Facebook Market? So I had cash in there for this Facebook Market. They didn't take that either.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause so when Sarah got her car broken into, we were dating and they took like random items. Like they went through her CDs and took like some of her favorite CDs, but left ones they didn't like.
See, that feels personal.
Right. Yeah.
Damn.
So apparently these thieves are not fans of the Dixie Chicks or Burl Ives' Christmas music.
That's hilarious.
That was all that was left. But yeah, you do. There's a violation feeling. You're like, you touched my stuff. And then when you get back in the car, you're like, I don't really want to be in here. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like mine anymore.
Yeah. Has anyone else had their car stolen or broken into? Where were you? What happened? What did they steal? 314-531-9898. Yesterday, walked out of work and there was just glass everywhere around my car. Someone busted in my back window and attempted to steal my car, but he was apparently terrible at it.
You weren't even good enough to steal it.
I have a Kia, by the way. Like, it's like the easiest car to steal, you idiot. Like, I mean, they have like the Kia boys. Apparently, he didn't make the team.
He was a bootleg Kia boy.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. If you know the feeling I'm feeling, though, right now. You feel like a car got broken into, was stolen. How did it feel? Matt, I wish I was you. You just had a feeling your car was going to be stolen or broken into, huh?
Yeah, and so I got my stuff out the night before. I went down the next morning. Somebody busted out my back window. I had left a laptop bag in there, but the joke was on them because the laptop bag had just a binder with some papers in it. No laptop. So I would have loved to see their face whenever they opened that laptop bag after they ran off after busting my window out to realize they didn't get anything.
Dude, like you had a gut feeling that someone might do this. Wow. So it's almost like you left a decoy bag. Like,
right.
I'm taking the laptop, leaving the bag.
A booby trap.
Yeah, so funny. Let's go to Allison, where were you when your car got broken into?
A Blues game.
Oh.
We're like down the street from there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so we park at one of the restaurants and take a trolley, and we get back, the back window's busted in, stole my purse, and stole my husband's cigars. I had to change all of my credit cards, everything. It was horrible.
Worst feeling in the world. Sorry that happened to you, Allison. Brenda, your car got broken into and stolen. When and how did it happen? Because you weren't even driving it.
No, I loaned the car to my daughter for a week in Chicago, and she had my car and I had hers because I was having work done to her car. And she went out front to go to work and called me and says, Mom, I think your car's stolen. I said, what do you mean you think? It either is or it isn't.
Yeah, right.
Well, and she really hadn't seen my car. I hadn't had it all that crazy long. But, yeah, they stole my car. They broke out the back window. It sounds like a common denominator here.
Yeah.
And they hacked into the computer system. They pulled the wiring out, but they hacked into it with the computer because I had a key fob and she had a key fob, and they drove it, and they parked it on a lot with a bunch of semis.
Really?
We made the police report. Some tactical force team they have that recovers stolen cars activated the OnStar system because I didn't have OnStar. And they pinged it, and they found it. They said, here you go. Here's your car back. The whole dash is pulled out. And I'm talking to the police from St. Louis, and I'm like, this kid ain't going to drive this car. There's wiring and stuff everywhere. There's glass in the back seat. So we had to have it towed back to St. Louis because my daughter couldn't do anything because it's not legally her car.
Wow.
So we had to do everything here. But what they do is this tactical force just recovers the car. They don't, like, fingerprint it or try going after anybody that stole it. It's just to recover. So they scraped it all the way around, had to get a complete paint job. I had a rental car for 6 weeks.
Did you end up keeping it then? You end up fixing it up and keeping it?
I drove it I picked it up at the shop. I drove it straight down the road and traded it in.
Wow. Yeah, bad juju.
You know what? That happened. Man. I've actually had this car stolen before in the past. When I lived in Dallas, my Kia got stolen. That guy was a really good thief, though. We caught him on camera. He, like, shimmies up the door open and was inside for, like, 2 minutes, got the car started up, and then drove it away. I called insurance. Like, you have to wait for 2 weeks for them to find it. A lot of times what these guys do is they use it as their car until it runs out of gas, and that's what this guy did, and he's left it abandoned on the side of the road. He drove it for like a week and a half. I was seeing, because there's like, you know, like the freeway stuff, you know, like, what do you call it, tolls. He was hitting like tolls like right around my like apartment complex. I'm like, oh man, he must live close to me.
Yeah.
And then he left it on the side of the road. They called me like, hey, we found your car, and I just got it detailed and kept it. So this is like the second time this car has been like,
you just need to get a new car.
You're like,
Brett,
the luckiest unlucky person.
I know, right, like, yeah, with these cars that get stolen and stuff like that. But this time, the cops didn't even come out. They just say, hey, there's so many cars stolen. They're like, we'll just take your police report over the phone.
Yeah, they're like, you live in St. Louis, buddy. Best of luck to you. Yeah.
There is a place that is probably the worst place to get your car stolen. And something I've never heard of happened to one person on the phone when a car was almost stolen. I'll tell you about it in 3 minutes. We are commercial free on the Brett Maga Show, and I came out from work yesterday. Car window just smashed in. Someone attempted to steal my car. They had pulled out like the dashboard. All the wires were everywhere. The ignition was dangling. They had messed with it. Totally screwed up my car. Absolutely sucks. 314-531-9898. If anyone's ever broken into your car, stolen your car, this is like one of the worst places to get your car broken into. Lauren, where's your car broken into?
At my house, in my driveway. Oh. It was in Florissant.
During when, though?
It was August, during COVID. And my father had passed, and we had his service, and I had a friend that made his mask, and I had a picture of us on my wedding day, and it had In Loving Memory, and I had his funeral stuff in there, and they ransacked my whole car, and they took all of the funeral stuff, the mask, and everything. I even had a rosary that I had hanging on my rearview mirror, and they took that, too.
So basically, during your dad's funeral, as you're, you know, honoring your dad and put all that stuff in your car away, this is when your car got broken into and robbed. And
it was right after the funeral. I was at home. It was right afterwards.
In the middle of grieving. And what are you going to do with all that stuff? Like, if you're going to steal stuff that you could resell, right?
They didn't even use it. They actually ended up sprawling it around like confetti all over the neighborhood. So I was able to drive through the neighborhood, actually was able to recover the mask.
That's like one of the most insulting things ever. You literally saw
all
of your dad's memories scattered over, like, from some a-hole that was just rubbing it in your face like some kind of villain from a dark, scary movie.
Literally.
Yeah. Yes, and it was all meaningful stuff. It's like, that's what you took. And my air fresheners. They took the 10 air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
Not the air freshener, damn. Lauren, thank you so much for the call, and I'm really sorry that happened to you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, it's a terrible story. Lauren was not as lucky as Mallory. When I say lucky, when you're talking about car stolen, I've never heard of this before. Tell everyone what happened to you, Mallory.
So we took our kids to Grant's Farm one day, and we had three children at the time. They were all three in car seats, so our back seat was just car seat, car seat, car seat. And had spent the day at the farm, got back, and I noticed my door was cracked open, and I looked in, and there was a note written on a napkin that said, I saw the car seats. Sorry, I didn't take anything.
Wow.
And it was the most violating feeling ever, because one, like, you could have just shut my door and not left me a note, and I never had to know that you went through my things.
That's a great point,
But now I know that you went through my things, and I felt so creeped out for weeks after.
Yeah.
It's like they were trying to prove
me
a
lesson,
a good person.
Too, like, lock your stupid door.
Yeah, it does. It does make it feel like they're trying to prove like they're a good person. Just so you know, I might have broken in, but I am not that bad.
Yeah.
I have morals.
I only break into people who don't have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's how I feel. I feel like totally violated. And even when I park today, I switched up my parking spot. I normally park at a very specific spot. And everyone in the show saw, like, I saw you parked at a different spot. I was like, oh, yeah, I did. Okay.
I'm never parking over where you did either.
It just creeps you out. You just feel like, oh, it just feels like you're looking over your shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the call. I'm glad nothing was taken, but that is the worst feeling. It's like that note, just like that, like them like taunting you.
Eerie.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I have another eerie story. A major update in the passing of Liam Payne has been released. I'll share it with you in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
An Argentinian judge has charged two more additional hotel workers in relation to the passing of Liam Payne. So according to these new court filings, the two people who were charged were also Casa Sur employees, which was the hotel that Liam was staying at when he tragically passed away. So the first worker that was reportedly charged was the hotel's manager. So like high up was the manager. And then the second person was actually the receptionist who called 911. So these like, when I first heard about all this, I thought like, okay, it's probably some like sketchy cleaning person that would be, you know, charged with this. But these are like pretty important high workers here at the hotel that he was staying at. We're like unclear of exactly what the two employees are being charged with right now. The judge's verbiage basically just asked that the manager and receptionist be notified of the charges, calling for all suspects in this case to be questioned. I just can't believe it's already been 2 months since Liam's passing, for one. And for two, the fact that three people have been charged in this.
It's an interesting, because I don't know the legality to it all. I'm not a lawyer by any means. But it's interesting to see, it feels though they're being charged for his death for what was happening beneath them. Like people were like dealing drugs and they didn't know and was aware about it. And it does make me feel like, does every manager know every single thing their employees are doing? And is that their responsibility? Maybe as a manager, there is. And there's some kind of bigger scheme happening at these hotels that celebrities go into and they deal drugs to them. If there is a bigger scheme that is happening beneath them, then I do think they need to be held accountable. If this is a one-off or like, oh my God, you know, Liam Payne's in our hotel and he's high and he's drunk and one worker who's deals drugs on the side goes up and deals drugs to Liam Payne. I don't know if that's the manager's fault. I don't know if that's the like people's reception, like other people's responsibility. Now, if there's a bigger scheme happening, sure. But it does feel like, is this really their responsibility?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but there really isn't a lot of like specific details. Like maybe it was the manager who was dealing.
He's like the ring head.
The head honcho. We don't really know yet. But when it comes to if he was just involved because he was the manager, that could be interesting. But I know if I was Liam's family, I would want everybody and their mother to get charged. Like anybody involved, anybody, I would want justice because I would be so upset.
Well, they're starting to do that more and more in terms of holding people accountable for major incidents. Like this is the first time in the history of mass shootings we saw that they charged the parents who were ignoring the signs of their kid in a mass shooting. So we are seeing like, hey, if you're a manager and you know that drug dealing is happening beneath you, you're responsible. Mm-hmm. You need to step up.
Right.
So that way there is more of like calling the cops and there's more people being held accountable. Just an interesting world to put a stop to some of these major crimes and major deaths we've seen.
Keep your duckies in a row. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Is it ever okay to send back food? If you found a hair on your food, would you send it back? 314-531-9898. We were all out to breakfast with the boss. Treated us to a nice little breakfast for the Brett Maka Show. And we're all out together. And it was actually our boss who looks down and goes, I don't know. I think there might be a hair on your eggs, Brett. And it turned into this huge debate on whether I should send the eggs back or not. AB goes, you eat around that hair. You just toss that hair to the side. And she even said, I quote, I'm not a what?
I don't know what I say.
I'm not a Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
And Hannah goes, no, you send those eggs back.
Immediately send it back.
I thought it was funny because everyone else was eating and Brett was just kind of sitting there staring at it. And I was like, what are you waiting for? And he was like, well, I have to send it back. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, that's crazy. Like, I thought you were insane.
to send it back for a hair.
Yes, I would have just taken the little piece of hair off and eaten it.
Here's where I'm at with the egg situation, because I had to make a decision. And I didn't know if I was low-key going to be bullied by AB for judgment. Or I was going to be judged by someone like Hannah, who would be like, that's disgusting. I can't believe you're eating your egg still. So I had to make a choice. I thought and think still to this day, or at least telling myself, you know, eggs get like stringy when like you cook them, like you fry an egg and they're over easy eggs. I think it wasn't a hair when I looked at it, and it was like the strings on like the edges of an egg. That's what I think it was.
That's right.
It could be that, exactly. Or it could be someone's like sweaty chin hair.
Yep, because it's not a lie if you believe it.
True.
You guys think it was a hair, don't you?
I do.
I'm looking at the room now.
It was like curly, kind of.
Yeah.
So you think it was a hair?
I think it was a hair.
All three of you were, I said it was a string thing, and you guys are like, yeah, yeah, whatever you need to do, just eat it.
Yeah, but I respect your move, because you cut around it, and you ate around it. So that way, if it was a hair, you didn't eat the hair.
I'm not taking the risk. Send it back.
Is it okay to send it back? You wouldn't send it back, and that's it. If it was a hair, I would have sent it back. I don't think it, apparently.
Brett, we're telling you it was a hair. You ate a hair.
No, I did not. I think it's okay to send food back if there's a hair. AB, you don't think it's ever okay to send food back?
I have sent food back once in my entire life.
What was
because
it?
I got a burger and it was completely raw. And so I had to go to the waitress.
Eat around it.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not trying to be this person, but my burger is raw.
No, eat around it. What do they do? How do people do? They eat the raw beef. What is that called?
I'm not about to start doing that.
Yeah, people do
go
that.
Go carnivore.
Yeah, that's like a thing. Like people do. They eat raw meat.
But I
forgot what it's called.
I've gotten food in my dish. I've gotten just things that don't look good at all, and I've never sent it back. I'll just kind of like eat what looks good.
That's just sad. I'm going to be satisfied. I'm sending it back.
You send it back.
They're going to spit in Hannah's food.
Fine.
Or they're just going to take it and go,
yeah. Blow it up?
Yeah.
Just blow it off.
314-531-9898. Should you send food back ever? Is that a rule? If you got a hair in your food, whose responsibility do they owe you to take care of it? What would you do if you found a hair in your food? And have you ever had to send food back? I love that new Gracie Abrams, the Brett Manga Show. We are commercial free. If you found a hair in your food, would you send it back? 314-531-9898. I'm not sure if mine was a hair. I don't think it was.
Mm.
I had ordered eggs for breakfast. You know, eggs get like those stringy parts, you know, like if you like fry an egg. That's what
black
I think.
Black and curly?
It was not a hair. But when we did see it, Hannah was like, send it back. Don't even take chances. You got to send it back. And AB said,
you have a life to live for.
Yeah. Right. AB's like, you send it back, I will judge you. She looked at me with the most judging eyes like, are you seriously going to send it back? That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
Is it rude to send food back?
It's rude to have a cook serve you a food with hair in it.
314-531-9898. Do you think it's rude to send food back?
We got a text. It says, AB, think of head lice. Think of how long ago they've washed their hair. Think of the different hair products they've used. Three different things. That's totally disgusting. Christy also texted in.
No, I'm freaking out. No, I'm freaked out.
Yeah, I know. You should.
So what about...
Just take out the hair, though. I'm not telling you eat the hair.
Well, that's good. Thanks for that advice.
Yeah.
I still feel like if it's on your food, you're like...
Contaminated.
Yeah.
Christy texted in and said, if I found even my own hair in food I cooked, I couldn't eat it anymore. Yes, absolutely send it back.
Oh my God. Okay. Let's see. Becca, you had this happen to you, but it wasn't a hair. What did you find in your food?
A fake nail.
Ooh.
AB, are you going to eat the fake nail? You just make a little extra crunch on your sandwich?
Obviously, I'm not going to eat it. I'm trying to think if I would send that back.
Oh, no, that's so rude. That's insane. Yeah, that's crazy.
So
just take it out.
Yeah.
That feels different to me.
Shut up!
How?
No,
I don't know.
How is a fake?
Cancel AB.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
What did you do, Becca?
Well, I was 10 at the time, and my mom insisted on sending it back. She was like, "But we're not having that. That's, no, gross, ew."
Yeah, AB's like, if you find a finger in your sandwich, just move it to the side.
I'm leaning
it.
Toward you send that back. I don't know why.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
This hypocrite. Oh, my God. Laura, what do you do if you find a hair in your food?
I think that there are a lot of depending factors on this. So
okay.
Like, if it is
like
in
how
your
sexy
food
the cook is, like you like
in,
go back
tangled
and.
Tangled in the eggs, then that's disgusting. But okay. If you can just like pull it off.
I was able to just pull it off.
Yeah, it was just like laying on top.
Yeah, just
contaminating
it.
Ew, pull it out. What if it's long? Yeah.
What'd you say, Laura?
If it's long and it's in your soup, yeah, it's gross. No.
But if it's just like on top of the bread, on top of the pizza, just move, flick it off and keep going?
Flick it off and keep going.
Yeah, if it's long and in your soup, completely different story.
My mother-in-law talks about her favorite pizza place is, she has like one of my favorite pizza places. I just love it so much. She said she found a fly on top of her pizza. She goes, I loved it so much, I flicked that fly off and just bit right
into
it.
Flies land on your food all the time.
Yeah, that's different. I think an insect's a little different. I think a hair, you got to send it back.
We draw the line at insects? Man, and fingernails. But oh, hairs we're okay with. I'm confused. We are still commercial free, by the way. It's Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So I read off headlines that are trending, and Hannah tells me which ones to keep scrolling by and then which ones to stop down and tell you more details about. We cover all the trending stories in 2 minutes because we know you're busy. Kevin, you're going to love this first headline, all right? We just checked and see how good your slang knowledge was because you had a birthday. Mm-hmm. Top 10 most searched slang words of 2024.
Gotta take it for Kev.
Yeah, please.
Gotta take it.
Here's a couple of ones that will start off and make it real uncomfortable for you, Kev. Number 4 on the list, Hawk Tua.
Oh, the Hawk Tua girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Kevin.
I'm not defining that.
How about Skibbity Dibbity? Furs the revile internet trend featured animated.
Have you know that?
I know, and I know what a skibbity toilet is. That's somebody you don't want to be.
Well,
right?
It's free to, animated videos of people singing on toilets. Sigma, lone wolf who operates outside the traditional social hierarchies, and demure.
Wait.
Demure.
Demure.
Demure. How do you ever say it?
Demure.
Demure, right?
Like demure, yeah.
That was number one. 260,000 searches for that this year.
Wait, what's Sigma mean?
A lone wolf who operates outside traditional social hierarchies. Okay.
What's demure? Like you're very demure?
Remember, she was like trying to, you couldn't really define what it is. She's like,
I think
everything
it's like
was.
Fancy.
Yeah, they said reserved, modest, or shy in manner or appearance, but it's like, she says like everything is. That's what made her go
complete
viral.
Complete opposite of Hawk Tua.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawk Tua is not demure.
Let's go with, speaking of Google Trends, these are the most searched things on the internet in 2024.
Probably Hawk Tua. Keep it moving.
No, Donald Trump was number one for people. It wasn't Hawk Tua Girl, although she should have made an appearance. I really do think she should have done that.
Yeah.
Let's go, because there's all those. Let's go to the next headline. Sorry, there was like 3 pages of that.
Wow.
Natty Light made a double-sided fridge so you could share with your neighbor.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it is a one-of-a-kind beer fridge that goes in between your, like, fence. So if you like your neighbor and you can hang out with, like, Tool Time, where you could both open up a beer and stand by the fence and use it as like a co-fridge to hang out by the fence.
That's so sweet.
I'm always talking to my neighbor Glenn at the fence. You know, we need a beer fridge at our fence. That's
you
what
and
we
Glenn
need.
Definitely need that.
We need one.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Every single day for over a full hour, we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's little holiday getaway turned out to be a disaster. I'll tell you why at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
The tea has been spilled that Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have split just months before the arrival of their baby. So sources say that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox ended things over Thanksgiving weekend while they were on a little trip in Vail, Colorado. The reason being, supposedly, is that Megan found quote-unquote material on Machine Gun Kelly's phone that was upsetting.
Got it.
And it made her want to have him leave the trip early. He did, which is a stupid mistake. And supposedly, they haven't seen each other since.
What part was the stupid mistake? Him leaving?
I mean, everything like, in this instance.
Having stuff on his phone.
For one, let's just slam on the brakes. This is Megan Fox you're with, dude. You are Machine Gun Kelly. She is Megan Fox. Anybody with Megan Fox, she is Megan Fox. Like, what are you doing? Doing stuff on your phone.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. The other thing is, I'm just not surprised, but also surprised. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not surprised because they've been on again, off again, right, that there was some kind of allegation on either end. I'm not surprised that they broke up again since they have. I am surprised at the timing. They, like, literally just announced they're having a baby.
Right. That was, and like, a couple weeks ago.
Usually there's, like, this honeymoon stage of, mm-hmm, like, we're so happy, we're excited, we're having a baby, and, like, you don't fight or get yourself in trouble for a while. So I'm just surprised on the timing of it all. I mean, I knew these two were never going to make it. Not surprised they're broken up. I'm just surprised it happened 3 weeks after we had a baby announcement.
I mean, it's just like that way, like her finding something on his phone, that is tragic. And also their baby's due in March. So hopefully they figure out some like finalities before then. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's talk about arguing. Megan, my question of the day is 30% of married couples argue about this once a month. What are we fighting about?
I think that every couple will get into a little squabble over finances.
Finances, money.
Okay, so if it's not finances, it's the kids.
Kids.
I'm going to say snoring.
Snoring.
Yeah.
Probably all of higher
than
that.
Put on the damn CPAP.
30% of married couples argue about this once a month. It's still up for grabs. See if you can get it. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the let's give you an answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 30% of married couples argue about this once a month. What is it?
How many times sexy time takes place?
Oh, that's a really good answer. I could see 30% of couples fighting about that. That's a good answer.
Who does most of the housework?
That's it. Household chores. 30% of couples get into an argument about household chores every single month.
I believe it.
Got to divide up those responsibilities and just be like, well, that one's mine. I was worried about the other person's.
Mega Minds.
You would think by the time 2024 hit, we've seen it all, we've done it all. But no, there's a ton of things that happened for the very first time in 2024. And there's a list of them. New York Times actually put together 24 things that happened for the first time ever this year. And let's run through some of them. Maybe you're surprised or maybe you're just hearing about these things for the first time. Some of them did shock me. For the first time ever, scientists detected water on an asteroid surface.
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it's like they found water.
Like water in space?
Mm-hmm. Like water in space on an asteroid that was shooting through, yeah. Hmm. The parents were charged and convicted in a mass shooting.
Yeah.
It's a game changer when they're talking about mass shootings. Like, if you knew and saw signs and didn't report and just said, oh, it's my kid, or looked the other way, that you can be held accountable for knowing the information. Even just recently, that's how they discovered who shot the United Healthcare worker.
Right.
They recognized him at McDonald's, and the person reported it. It's like, I think this could be the guy. And so people are just like, better safe than sorry.
Anything to make them happen less,
right?
I'm okay with.
A pig's kidney was successfully transplanted into a human.
Oh,
wow. In 2024, you can now get a kidney from a pig.
That's definitely like a Grey's Anatomy thing.
I know. You would think that, like, oh, I heard about this pig kidney thing one time. Let's try it. And they, like, go for it. An extreme marathon runner finished running the length of Africa from top to bottom. That's 10,000 miles. Took him 352 days of running.
That's almost the entire year.
Yeah, this guy was just running for the entire year.
Kevin's mind is blown.
Like, like Forrest Gump.
Man.
Saudi Arabia hosted their swimsuit fashion show.
Good for them.
Yeah, right? Like, they always have to be covered up.
Right?
They covered up the women. They had a swimsuit fashion show. So finally, welcome to Saudi Arabia. A former U.S. president was convicted of a felony, 34 of them.
Yep.
And then we elected a president that was convicted of a felony. Mm-hmm. First time that ever happened was this past year.
Isn't that ironic?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. Scientists observed an orangutan treating himself with medical herbs in the wild.
That, like, he was smoking weed?
No. The, like,
he put, like, herbs on his wound or something
like
that.
Yeah, they have, like, doctors. That orangutans have, like, doctors. They, like, another orangutan went to an orangutan, and he's like, oh, when it picks things off the leaves.
Let me take care of you.
And he started taking care of them. That they think that, like, it's such a sophisticated society that orangutans, like, will treat other orangutans.
Like,
and
literally.
They go to the doctor of the tribe.
Okay, that's my favorite story.
Dr. Zaius, Planet of the Apes.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's very
Planet
of the Apes.
That's exactly it, right there.
Yeah, first time, first sign, yeah.
Crazy.
Breakdancing made the Olympics. It won't return in 2028, but breakdancing went viral. And then a father-son duo played in the NBA together on the same team, and that's LeBron James and Bronny James. First time these things happen in 2024. It's like crazy, the things. And like we had the other one is a spaceship took off and then went back down and landed in the exact same spot. Elon Musk did that just recently with SpaceX, where they took off, like shot a rocket ship up,
and
then brought it back down and landed in the same spot.
Honestly, stuff with space doesn't impress me.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I liked the orangutan story.
Okay. I'm glad you had a ranking of the things that impressed Hannah in 2024.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.